serious story now, dreadful story, caught my eye. Held hostage in your own home by a gang of burglars is what happened to one elderly couple in East Belfast recently. And they're not the only victims. It seems there's been a spate of burglaries across Belfast in recent weeks. This comes less than a week after a burglary in Luke Bland Park, where masked men stole rings from a woman's fingers. The East Belfast DUP MLA, Robin Newton, is with us this morning. Robin, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do we know about what's going on here?
Well, I think what we do know is that there, as you've already said, there is a spate of this type of burglary, which all seem to have the same operational details of three, four men. Those men seem to be wearing masks, and they seem to be able to target those who are the most vulnerable in our community, those who are elderly and living alone.
It's outrageous.
Outrageous. There can be no one in the community could do anything other than condemn the antics and the crimes of these individuals.
I'm actually quite surprised, Robin, and part of it's my fault, right, that this story hasn't been getting more visibility and attention. Because you're right, it's not a one-off. I don't know if they're connected. The police haven't confirmed to us that they are connected, but we do know that there's at least a trend. Three or four men attacking elderly people, they wear masks and they wait for them at their home.
Yes, I think that's right. And certainly, I think it is not confined to East Belfast, but within the East Belfast area, there have been four in my constituency within the last 6 weeks. And that is only the ones that I believe that are actually making the press. If there are others other incidents that don't actually make the press. So although I'm saying 4 and 6 weeks, there are probably more than that.
Right, well, obviously what we need to do as a programme, and we'll do this today and we'll come back to people tomorrow, I think it's important for us to ask the PSNI if they think these burglaries are connected, if it is a group of criminals acting, by the traits and the trends of what has been happening in these four cases, if they reckon they're linked. But look, it would be a huge coincidence, wouldn't it? They're happening in East Belfast. There are three or four of them. They're masked men, and they're targeting elderly people.
I think that's right. And I mean, the implications of it stretch way beyond those who have actually been the target of the criminals. There is, first of all, the community around where the incident actually happens. And elderly people, actually, when something of that does happen, there's like a tsunami wave of a feeling of fear of a victim of crime that occurs. And elderly people put themselves into their own homes, lock their doors, and tend to stay in, when really what they should be able to do is go out and enjoy a social life and a quality of life that adds to their existence,
so
rather than being this fear of becoming a victim of crime.
Here's what we know what happened on Thursday, 1st of October, just gone there, in the Park Parade area of Belfast. That's East Belfast, right? Park Parade?
But it actually is adjacent to East Belfast. People living in Park Parade would regard themselves as East Belfast. But from a constituency perspective, it's actually South Belfast.
Shortly before 9:30, elderly resident of a house heard a knock at his back door. He opened the door. Four men dressed in black, wearing gloves, pushed past him into the house. They made the elderly man and his wife stay in the living room. One male remained with them while the other three males searched the bedrooms. They left with a sum of money. The occupants were not injured. However, they were badly shaken. Like, and that's it. Just the trauma of having these gangster idiots. You know, the BBC doesn't like me using the word scum, I'll tell you what, but I'm tempted when you start thinking of someone that attacks elderly people like this. We need to find these idiots, don't we?
I think that's the type of word that would be used in the wider community. And you can understand how even if the person is not physically injured, though some of them have been in terms of being tied up, but if they're not physically injured, the mental trauma of such an incident stays with them for a long, long time.